Welcome to the Word of Christ, sermons from Pastor Sean Denzer, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Great Bend, North Dakota, and Peace Lutheran Church in Barney, North Dakota.
The Old Testament reading for the 12th Sunday after Trinity is from Isaiah, the 29th chapter. Is it not yet a very little while until Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be regarded as a forest? In that day the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. The meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord, and the poor among mankind shall exult in the Holy One of Israel. For the ruthless shall come to nothing, and the scoffer cease, and all who watch to do evil shall be cut off, who by a word make a man out to be an offender, and lay a snare for him who reproves in the gate, and with an empty plea turn aside him who is in the right. Therefore thus says the Lord, who redeemed Abraham, concerning the house of Jacob, Jacob shall no more be ashamed, no more shall his face grow pale. For when he sees his children, the work of my hands in his midst, they will sanctify my name. They will sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and will stand in awe of the God of Israel. And those who go astray in spirit will come to understanding, and those who murmur will accept instruction. This is the word of the Lord, the continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. At that time Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis, and they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, Jesus put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting touched his tongue and looked up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephatha! That is, be opened. And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one, but the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In that day the deaf shall hear the words of a book. When the prophets talk about that day, they mean the day of the Messiah, the day when the promised one would come. And they speak of it always as a single day, even though the prophecies that they make are not fulfilled in a single day. The Lord did heal a deaf man outside of the Decapolis today, but he did not, as far as we know, on this day heal any blind men, for example. Indeed, Isaiah's prophecy about Messiah span his entire lifetime. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, Emmanuel. And he was crushed for our iniquities, bruised for our transgressions, and by his stripes we are healed. And Isaiah even foretells about what we would call the end of the world, long after Christ had ascended. That day in the Old Testament and in the Scriptures is not any particular calendar day, but it is the time of the New Testament. It is the time from Christ's first coming for our redemption all the way to his second coming, which we await as the fulfillment and the consummation of that day, the very last day of the world. Now you, dear saints, you are children of the day. So you must keep your eyes open, that is for sure. But even more, it is your ears that must be open and cautious. For everything that Isaiah prophesies in chapter 29 today, not all of it has come to pass yet. The meek are even now obtaining fresh joy in the Lord. We delighted to hear this last Sunday that whoever humbles himself will be exalted, and that God will not despise the broken or the contrite heart. The poor are already exulting in the Holy One of Israel. The crowds are astonished beyond measure, saying that He has done all things well. But the ruthless men have not yet come to nothing. The scoffers have not yet ceased. And it is in all of these cases the ears that our enemies are assaulting. Isaiah says, by a word they make a man out to be an offender. They lay snares for him. They turn aside those who are in the right. Know also that what St. Peter and St. Paul wrote was not a dramatic overstatement. When they said that we, dear Christians, do not wrestle against flesh and blood, that would be easy. But we are wrestling against principalities, rulers, spirits of the air, and the spiritual forces, powers of darkness in this present age. The end times are upon us. But we know this not because we've read the newspaper, not because we've determined that the scandals are worse today than they were yesterday. No, we know that these are the end times, the last days, because Messiah has come. These are His days. We number them that way. These are the years of our Lord, marked with A.D., because this Holy One of Israel has indeed done all things well. He has crushed the head of the great and deadly serpent. He's cast him out of heaven's council down to earth. Down to earth to accuse the brothers of Christ here. And yet Christ has triumphed through His blood. And though we daily are attacked just as He was, though Christ Himself is being attacked in you, yet you conquer by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony, the word of His testimony. Now the movie makers and the heavy metal bands love the apocalypse, the revelation of St. John, because everywhere they find darkness and mystery around every corner. But you and I, we Christians, we love the revelation of St. John because it tells the masterful tale of our victory in Christ, of Christ's victory in which we all are made participants, and how it peels back the sheet so that we can see the great spiritual battle that Peter and Paul were talking about in all of its drama, and yet to see that we, with Christ, are victorious. And all of this is centered not in the earthly petty squabbles, the wars about statues, or about debauchery, or about demonic weapons. But this is a war of words. It's the serpent's continual bad faith skepticism disguised as wisdom to say to you, now did God really say? It's his devilish confusion and twisting to make men deaf to God's word and silent to speak it, and yet at the same time to give them itching ears that will seek out any word that affirms them in their own passions. And beyond all of these skirmishes, dear saints, there is his satanic accusation against you, that your sin for which Christ has answered in His death. Your sin is still yours to bear. Your sin cannot truly be forgiven. These are the attacks that the devil brings against you, dear saints. And who is sufficient for this? Who can stand against it? Who can remain confident and believing against such a battle? Well, what St. Paul says today about ministers of the church also applies to you. He says, such is the confidence that we have through Christ toward God. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God. Your ears, dear Christians, must be opened. They must be cleaned out. They must be made again attentive, cautious, and discerning in the midst of the cacophony of these last days. And your tongue connected as it is to your ears, your speech, just like your hearing, must be loosed so that you may sing praise your days and make your confession of the truth in the face of all of the enemy's lies. And what is sufficient for this? Only the living finger of God can do that. Only the living finger of God thrust out into the world could have brought light into darkness. Only that living finger of God thrust into your ears will be sufficient to inspire confidence and competence to stand against the ruthless and the scoffing evil enemy and to continue sanctifying the Holy One of Israel until that day comes to its rightful end. And thus, as St. Paul writes, and as we must hear and believe, it is not priests or pastors who are this sufficient finger, but rather they are to be ministers who are made sufficient by the very word that they speak. Ours, dear saints, is a battle of words. And the word in which we trust and by which we fight is not our own word. It is not by our fists, much less by our fingers. But it is by the word of God, which is His finger, that accomplishes all things and does them well. Pray with the whole church, dear saints, that all pastors may be bold to speak the letter of the law and to speak it without a veil over anyone's face, so that everyone would see its outcome, that they would be convicted by it, that they would be condemned by it, and see that they are in danger of death. Which is to say that they would be humbled and that sinners would be brought to repentance by God's law. And pray fervently with the whole church that all pastors be made bold to speak the gospel in the Spirit, so that all would be led safely and confidently into its surpassing and permanent glory, which is righteousness, reconciliation, and life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ephatha, be brought out of the darkness of a mind curved in on itself. Be brought out of pent-up silence. Be brought out of the demonic lies and the never-ending accusations against you. Be absolved. Be opened. And hear, dear Christians, the sound of your Lord's comfort, as if hearing it for the first time. Your sins are forgiven. You are mine. It is finished. Your enemy is crushed. He has been defeated. and he has nothing to hold against you anymore. And I will raise you up on the last day. Hear the distant triumph song and be steeled again for battle. Hear his truth loud and clear above the din of the lies. And open your mouth as well. Open your mouth to receive the life-giving blood by which you conquer. Behold, hear as Isaiah heard, behold, this has touched your lips. Your sin is atoned for, your guilt is taken away. And let the body of the Holy One of Israel touch your tongue and cleanse it, and be loosed to exalt and to sanctify his name. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. And what is faith? Faith is confidence. Confidence, not that we are sufficient of ourselves, but faith is confidence that our sufficiency comes from God. Be confident, as Paul says, through Christ toward God, and obtain fresh joy in him who has done all things well for you, to redeem you, to forgive you, to cleanse you, to open you up from everything that entangles or pollutes or clogs you. These long days at the end of the world are but a day in his sight. That means that they are not yours to bear on your own strength or your own sufficiency, but they are his day, and the day is his, which Isaiah foretold and in which you will stand. The Lord's word is what will keep your ears open and your tongue ready. And he who began this good work in you will do it until the ruthless and the scoffers and all who watch to do evil at last are cut off. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Thank you for listening to the Word of Christ. You can find more sermons at verbachristi.blogspot.com. And if you have need to contact Pastor Denzer, you can email him at pastor@denzer.org. That's pastor@denzer.org. Let the word of Christ dwell richly in you. Amen.